Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with my buddy and pal John on the other side of the glass. And together we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. Tuesday, Thanksgiving week. It's November 23rd, 2021. We are in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. The radio station is 1030 Tucson's Voice for trusted news talk, worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com, where we take the live feed, piggyback the live feed from kvoi.com. Big weekend, Thanksgiving weekend here. After laying off thousands of workers during the pandemic, U.S. Airlines now scrambling to staff up as a rebound leaves them short of all kinds of workers. How will it impact this busy Thanksgiving weekend? Let's get the take of someone on the front lines. The Buckmaster Show contributor on aviation, JetBlue Airways Captain Jeff Lattice, a highly decorated retired combat fighter pilot. Jeff flies the Airbus A320/321. He has nearly 20,000 hours of accident-free experience. Jeff joining us on the live line, presented by Rincon Ventures, real estate and property management. Jeff, I hope you've got your flight bag packed and ready to go.
Almost. I'll be doing that tomorrow. But anyway, happy Thanksgiving to you, and hope everybody has one.
Yeah. So where are you headed this busy Thanksgiving?
I'm kind of all over the place. It's going to be a long trip for me. I'm going to be out for 5 days, so whoa. I'll be heading to Boston, the Caribbean, back up to Newark, Florida, back up to Buffalo, and then back to L.A., so it's going to be a busy one.
Well, you're going to certainly get your fair share of this busy Thanksgiving weekend. Jeff, you know, flight attendants, those in your business, they've got to be very concerned about this air rage. Some of them have testified before Congress recently that we cannot accept this as a new normal. When you and your team get together, does this come up all the time?
It's a constant problem now. As a matter of fact, the last time I flew, I was taking an airplane from Las Vegas to Los Angeles. This was just a few days ago. The airplane that came in from Fort Lauderdale, the one that I was taking out, we had a passenger that decided to fight a flight attendant on board.
Oh, no.
And the thing is, a woman had a little kid with her and decided to fight.
Oh.
And, she went to jail. I mean, that's the consequences of this bad behavior. It needs to stop. And I saw just this morning where there was some fines that totaled up to $161,000 that was just given out by the TSA and the FAA. So this is something that, people need to, when they feel that rage coming forward because of things just aren't going their way, they need to, count to 10, think about what what they might be thinking of doing and not do it, because your day will go from being miserable and frustrated to very bad and very expensive. So, just calm down when you feel angry. Everybody gets angry. You just have to control that anger. It's getting out of control.
What about alcohol and this rage? There's been reports that maybe some are saying maybe we need to kind of end alcohol on airplanes. And some of the carriers, some of the companies have done that during the pandemic. Is alcohol part of the problem, do you think, Jeff?
Alcohol has always presented certain issues that can lead to bad behavior. A lot of this, I think, is just stress-related more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
There might be alcohol involved in some of these where people just lose their judgment. Obviously, alcohol is a player on poor judgment. And yeah, some of it is related to alcohol. The cases I've seen that I've flown, alcohol hasn't been a problem. It's just people who get overstressed and can't control that stress. And there's ways to alleviate that or at least be ready for it. For instance, tomorrow and through this weekend, tomorrow is going to be a busy day. Thanksgiving is going to be a busy day. And Sunday is going to be extremely busy. You need to be prepared for all that. So show up to the airport early. And I don't mean just like 15 minutes early. I mean a lot earlier than that. Anticipate people are going to be stressed out, you know, because that stress is contagious. And if you can anticipate it, you might put up actually a shield to prevent that stress coming on you. Like I say, when you feel that kind of stressful situation happening and you're starting to get angry, realize there's not much you can really do about most of this. You know, if it's an airplane being late or a maintenance problem, you know, or cancellations even, because the weather's going to be a factor this weekend, starting tomorrow.
Really?
On the East Coast. And when you have weather on the East Coast that just cycles through the system, those airplanes fly to the West Coast. And if they're late, you're going to see these rolling issues on late. That could happen. So be ready for all that. Anticipate that. Also, don't overstuff your bags. That causes a lot of problems, too. If you had to expand your zipper on a bag when you're packing, you can probably anticipate it's not going to fit in the overhead compartment. And if it doesn't fit in the overhead, it's got to go below. And there's a lot of people that get stressed out about that, and they want to make big arguments that, well, last time, you know, it worked. Well, you know, there are some overhead bins, especially in some of the more modern airplanes, that you can do that. But don't count on it, you know. So check your bag. Really, it's not that big a deal to check a bag.
And when you don't check the bag, and when you if the bag doesn't fit, it's got to go down below, and that again is time consuming, and that's going to mean the pushback could be a little later.
Exactly. You don't know how many bags end up having to be checked at the, you know, at the jet bridge there, and that does add several minutes to this, and that accumulates over the day. So, you know, besides that, you can break the overhead bins if you try to stuff it in there. And, you know, those overhead bins are plastic.
Right.
So the plastic breaks very easily. And when you break one of those overhead bins, all the bags in that section of overhead are no longer allowed up there, and they have to be put down. So you're going to make your neighbors pretty angry if their bag has to go below, too. I've seen that many times. The hinges break or the latch breaks. And that makes that bin inoperable. And, oh, by the way, that's also a maintenance write-up, and that'll delay the flight
for
20 minutes.
Yeah. So, Jeff, about the masks, everybody needs to wear a mask. Perhaps there are, in fact, I know there will be thousands of people, Jeff Lattice, and you'll probably have some of them on your flights over the next 5 days that have not been in an airport. They have not been on an airplane in at least 20 months going back to March 2020.
That's correct. And wear your mask. It's required in the airport. I don't know any airports that are not allowing it. So as soon as you walk in to the airport, you have to wear your mask. You have to wear it in the airplane. You can take it off to, you know, drink your drink and eat your snacks. But a lot of problems stem where people will leave their mask off and they basically baby their drink. And they want to fight with the flight attendants when they say, hey, when you're not drinking, put your mask on.
Oh, there, then it begins.
Then it begins. And you might want to argue with them, but I guarantee you the flight crew, this isn't their first rodeo. And if you get angry with them and fight with them and don't follow their instructions, you could very easily be met by law enforcement on the other side. So if they tell you to put your mask on, just put it on. you know, avoid all the complications you could be setting yourself up with. They're not trying to get on a power trip. They're trying to comply with the FAA. And the FAA has the rules that we all follow. And if right now, masks are required on airplanes. I'm sorry about it. I wish they weren't.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know anybody that wants to continue this. But it's the rules, and you got to follow them.
All right, Jeff, I'm going to let you go. But that's one call you don't want to get from your crew in the back of the aircraft saying, we've got a problem with a mask. You don't need that.
Yeah.
You've got enough issues up in the cabin.
And
you don't need
I will tell you that if it comes down to kicking a person off, I will have law enforcement show up at my flight.
Right.
And I don't care how severe it is. It could be very minor.
Yep.
But if somebody's going to get kicked off the plane, the police will be there.
All right.
So,
I believe you. I believe you. Jeff, safe flying to you over the next 5 days. JetBlue Airways Captain Jeff Lattice. Thank you, Jeff. Have a great Thanksgiving. Okay.
All right.
Want to talk about Mona's Danish Bakery. There is still time. Steve is waiting. Steve and the team up at Mona's Danish Bakery. They can take your order right now. I hope you'll make that call up to Mona's. You can go onto their website, monasdanishbakery.com. Let them know what kind of pie you would like. They can do your dinner rolls. I know we've ordered a couple of pies. We've ordered a couple of dozen dinner rolls for our table. Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. And when you're making an order, say you maybe would like a Kringle on Thanksgiving morning, or a Danish, the cousin of the Kringle, the Danish coffee cake would make a great way to start Thanksgiving Day. They're open right now, northeast corner, Swan and Sunrise, monasdanishbakery.com. We'll be right back with Shelley Fishman. And Shelley says the market is neutral. We'll find out about that and more after this.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
Why is mining so important? It's the foundation of everything that defines a society. Everything you see is a product of mining. No matter when, no matter how, no matter why, every society on this planet has developed, grown, and modernized based solely on the minerals it could process. That, my friend, is why mining is so important.
Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.
The Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 15 years of project delivery to the greater Tucson region. As promised, the RTA has delivered nearly 900 projects from its 20-year 2006 voter-approved regional transportation plan, which is funded by a half-cent RTA tax. The RTA is committed to deliver the remaining plan projects. Learn more about the RTA's economic benefits at rtamobility.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Tom Sullivan here, inviting you to join the rest of us who spend every weeknight from 7 to 10 with the Tom Sullivan Show on 1030 KVOI The Voice.
Shelley Fishman is a financial consultant in private practice in Tucson, Arizona. The views expressed during this segment are his own and don't necessarily represent those of this station or of Bill Buckmaster Communications. Contact Shelley through buckmastershow.com or at shelleyfishman.com.
And here he is, Shelley Fishman, who is getting his appetite already. He is on a two-day fast before Thanksgiving. So you'll be able to really have a lovely dinner and eat as much as you want. Well, no, within reason. How you doing, Shel?
I am doing well and looking forward to making a pig of myself.
Yeah, you're going to do some beautiful cooking, I'm sure, because you are going to be the chef the day on Thanksgiving. So everybody's talking about inflation. You know, the talk may be just that for perhaps younger people who may not be all that concerned. If you're of a certain age, perhaps close to retirement, how concerned should you be about rising inflation?
You should always be concerned about rising inflation.
Regardless of your age.
Regardless. Yeah. The problem with inflation is, number one, we're not used to it because we haven't really had any in 40 years. And so now, as a result of many things, and let's not get into the politics around it, we have about 6% inflation this year. And for those people who are in the top half or higher than that of earners in this country, it is of no concern whatsoever because, quite frankly, their earning potential and their earnings have gone up and their investments have gone up way more than inflation. So it's not a problem. For those people who are on the lower, let's say half or maybe lower 30% of earners in this country, guess what, Bill? Hmm. It's not a huge problem. And let me tell you why it's not a huge problem. First of all, on average, and these are averages, so you might fall outside of the average and you might be better off than this or not as well off, but we have had earnings increases this year in the lower echelons of earners of more than 6%. Guess what? That's what inflation has been, about 6%. So if you're in that average there, you're kind of at a break even, except you got this $1,400 check earlier in the year. And if you got some kids, you had a child allowance that could be as much as $2,000 a kid. So you're well ahead. In fact, the president was talking yesterday and he said, on average, the wealth of Americans, despite inflation this year, is up 2%.
Hmm.
And now 2% doesn't sound like a big number, but it's 2% higher than the lower percentage earners have had in 30 or 40 years. They've just been staying even with it. So this year, because of a lot of things, we have concerns about inflation. We should always be worried about inflation, but nobody has been bitten too bad by it yet. Now, if it continues, if it doesn't get under control, then it's another issue.
How about those on fixed income, Shelley, and retirees?
So now you're into an area that I think is very, very important. If you're on a fixed income, then the issues of inflation, to the extent that inflation outpaces the earnings in whatever it is you're using to finance your retirement can be of big concern. Now, this year, Social Security, beginning the end of this year, will go up 6%. It's 5.9, whatever it is. It's about 6% in Social Security. We haven't seen an inflation adjustment that high, oh, I think ever. It's somewhat mitigated by the fact that the cost of Medicare Part B, which comes out of Social Security, your Social Security monthly check, will go up also by a higher amount. Actually, it's about 14%. However, what you're doing there is, you know, the average Social Security check is about $1,650 per month for a couple. So that's, you know, $3,400 per month in income. The Medicare piece of that will go up about $20. Actually, it's about $22. So the cost of living increase will overpower, certainly, will still play higher. But if you're a retired person and you have a fixed income, then the idea of making sure that you stay ahead of inflation becomes increasingly important. And I'll tell you, Bill, and you're not going to like, you know, the taste of this medicine. If you're in the middle of retirement, mm-hmm. and you're on a fixed income and it's not sufficient, it's too late. The only way you can overcome this inflation is to cut back on expenditures.
All right, Shelley, can you take a quick call?
Sure.
All right, let's go to Matt calling us on the live line, presented by Rincon Ventures, Real Estate and Property Management. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, very quickly, Shelley. Speaking of fixed incomes, the military is having a tremendous review right now because it has about 160,000 minimum personnel that are being affected by the change in both inflation, and also the big thing that's driving them for a review is housing costs around the country increasing. It's causing a huge significant impact upon military personnel that are on the fringe of basically being food insecure at this point. Families, they just cannot afford, they can't even afford the costs at the commissaries. So, I mean, we got a problem.
All right, Shelley.
Well, I don't know the statistics on, mm-hmm. on military families. Military families did get the $1,400 checks. They are getting the child allowance. Now, military pay, especially in the enlisted ranks, has always been, you know, marginal. Mm-hmm. It's what people choose to do. It's something that we must be very thankful for, that people choose to do it. Certainly, housing costs have gone up, and food costs have gone up. My guess, Matt, is that, you know, when you take a look at some of these statistics, the real problems are ahead of us rather than current. But I would certainly welcome a call from you, and maybe we could chat about some of the statistics you could share with me, and we could deal with it more specifically.
Before Matt's call, you said something that for those that are kind of in the middle of retirement, there aren't a lot of choices.
Well, you know, if you have a fixed, if you have
maybe
a fixed income,
have to go out and maybe get another job, a part-time job, that's a possibility.
There are sure. clearly alternatives that you can put into effect. Mm-hmm. If your retirement up to this point mm-hmm. has been marginal, it is going to continue to be marginal, and there's very few ways that you can make it better other than reducing expenses or finding a mm-hmm. job, part-time job or something like that. Mm-hmm. The general rule of thumb is you can take about 4% of your retirement savings every year out and not outlive those savings. But that depends on a lot of things.
Yes, it does.
One thing is that those investment and those retirement savings are properly invested, by which I mean they're conservatively invested. You say, but the stock market always does better than bonds, and why shouldn't I be in it for the growth rather than for the safety? Well, you know, maybe you should, but then you have to live with the inevitable downturns. And if you're already taking money out of your savings to mm-hmm. live in retirement, mm-hmm. then then if there is a recession or if there is a pullback in the markets and you're overly exposed to risk, then there's no way to recover from that. So, you know, if your retirement savings are marginal, then it's really important that you get the advice of a good financial advisor who will put you into something conservative and something where you can sleep at night, even though you might grit your teeth because the markets are up 25% and your bond funds are only up 3 or 4.
Okay, Shell, any final thoughts here before the Thanksgiving weekend?
Get vaccinated. Obey the rules. You know, as Jeff said, stay calm.
Yeah, Jeff had some really good advice.
It is going to be hellish out there.
Yeah.
If you're traveling, if you're on the roads, if you're traveling in the airlines, just, you know, get there with the understanding that everybody is going to be tense. And prepare for it that way. And if you are, you'll be fine. If you come in angry, you're going to leave angry. And
bad place.
You know,
you'll be in a bad place.
People like Jeff do not put their passengers and their employees at risk.
No,
so,
he will not.
You know,
mess around
for
sure.
When you get to your destination, there are going to be cops waiting for you. You don't need that.
Nope, you don't need it. Shelley, have a happy Thanksgiving. Okay.
You too, Bill.
All right, we'll take a break right here. Travel Talk with Ryan Hansen. More on travel right after this.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowlands 1 and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at veroamorepizza.com.
Have you ever imagined how your life would be without the modern conveniences you rely on every day? Everything you need depends entirely on products produced from mining. Without mining, think Stone Age. Your work commute might be a bit slower, but you could still have social media. Bathing shouldn't be a problem, but it won't be in a tub. So unless you're a caveman, you can see everything that enriches your life depends on the many miracles from mining. Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Are you searching for a sumptuous suite on the Italian Riviera, an exploration of the mighty Mississippi, or an indulgent spa in Cancun? Bon Voyage Travel will help you find exactly the vacation you're looking for anywhere in the world. With many cruises setting sail in over 1,100 hotels and resorts to choose from with our exclusive benefits, Bon Voyage Travel's experienced advisors are here to guide you every step of the way. Visit bvtravel.com or call 797-1110.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Remember, Green Things, for all of your poinsettias that would look really nice on your Thanksgiving table coming up in a couple of days. Time for Insider Travel Talk on the Buckmaster Show with our travel contributor, Ryan Hansen. Ryan is president and chief operating officer of Bon Voyage Travel, Arizona's premier travel agency since 1976. The Bon Voyage Travel team, they're experts, and they've got plenty of them, and they are standing by right now. Give them a call. Create your trip of a lifetime. Three Southern Arizona Bon Voyage offices, River and Campbell, Green Valley and Oro Valley. BVTravel.com is the first stop in making those travel dreams come true. Ryan, how are you?
Doing great. Happy Thanksgiving. It's coming
up.
Same
to you. A couple of days away. And we started the show off with our aviation contributor, JetBlue Captain Jeff Lattice, saying, hey, if you're coming to the airport, things have really changed for those who have not done any traveling. And there are going to be thousands of people, Ryan Hansen, who haven't stepped foot in an airport or on an airplane since March of 2020.
Yeah, Jeff is absolutely right. And being prepared is the best thing for all of us, right? To be educated and be prepared as you travel, because nothing worse than a travel surprise only because of a lack of understanding. And he was right on point in saying following procedures and following protocols at airports and on airplanes has always been the rule of law. Nothing changes now other than there's just additional protocols. So if you think you're going to get away with not wearing a mask or not following the procedures of the flight crew, those are by FAA laws, not just rules. It's not American Airlines. It's the law. So people need to be prepared for millions of travelers. And that's what the TSA is expecting. About 2 million travelers a day being processed starting this week all the way through the post-Thanksgiving travel. And so what does that mean to you as a traveler? It means get to the airport early. And there's a couple of issues that could arise. One of the things is the federal government's mandate of all government employees being vaccinated by today. Today is the day to be vaccinated. Mm-hmm. If for some reason there is a slew of TSA agents that are not and they aren't there tomorrow, one of the largest and most busiest travel days of the year, that could create a backlog at TSA. TSA said that they have been monitoring this and making sure that it is not a surprise if a TSA agent does not show up for work because of that status not being fulfilled. So I don't anticipate it being a worrisome issue, but you would always err on the side of caution of getting to an airport early. So make sure you're there early. Make sure you understand if you're going to Hawaii, there's more documentation for COVID protocols. Mm-hmm. You need to have that negative COVID test upon arrival or have a vaccination card uploaded in advance. Most domestic travel outside of that, there aren't any other COVID protocols. But if you're traveling internationally, you better be prepared with negative COVID tests, vaccination cards uploaded, be prepared for a return to the States. So don't cut it close trying to get to the airport this weekend and next weekend. Make sure you get a reservation for parking. There's a great parking facility here at Tucson Airport. Multiple vendors there. You can reserve a spot in advance. Don't think you're just going to roll up and, oh, it's still quote-unquote pandemic travel. There's going to be plenty of space available. Nope. It's not. And you are absolutely right. The airlines are expecting somewhere between 88 to 90% of the number of travelers that would have traveled in Thanksgiving time 2019. That's still a lot of people. So don't leave yourself scrambling.
This is really setting up a huge travel year of 2022, Ryan Hansen.
Now, there's no doubt. People have the urge. We've talked about it ever since. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we've been on almost once a month since the pandemic started.
We
and
have.
Most of our discussions have either centered around protocols and what's going on from a government regulation. The other half was inspiration, right?
Right.
people right. are excited to travel. And right mm-hmm. now it's more about family experiences mm-hmm. and maybe something close to home, or if you're going to fly, it's not for a major resort experience or a cruise experience. Ah, but when the calendar turns into 2020, we are already seeing advanced bookings off the charts for things like river cruising, Alaska, all-inclusive resorts. People are bent up, and I'll tell you, the bucket list mm-hmm. is turned into a to-do list.
Yeah.
It's not a bucket list anymore.
Mm-mm. People want to say, well, they are saying, I've had enough of the, you know, I've been shuttered. I really want to treat myself, and I want to treat myself and my family to an experience, a lifetime experience.
Right, and you can still have, and we've talked about these mm-hmm. things, you can still have a lifetime experience, an unforgettable memory. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you might have to wear a face mask on an airplane to
right.
achieve that.
Right.
I'll take a once in a lifetime experience yes. if I have to wear a face mask for a couple of hours, or mm-hmm. if I have to upload a vaccination card, mm-hmm. or if I have to get a COVID test. I think travelers across the generations have understood there's a tipping point of frustration or mm-hmm. hurdles. Because I want to get that lifetime memory. I don't mind going through TSA and taking my belt off because of what's on the other side is this
right.
great experience. And so you think about how travel has changed. It was very difficult in the olden days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Covered wagon was how you traveled
yeah.
potentially in the United States. And it became very easy. And then now it's becoming a little more challenging, but relatively speaking, this is not the Oregon Trail where you and I are going, you know, day after day, you know, worried about dysentery
yes.
being the biggest issue. Now there's some hurdles. Don't get me wrong, but it's exciting what's coming for travel.
The protocols that the cruise lines implemented, the CDC has out with some data, and maybe you can take a deeper dive into this, that protocols on the cruises have been effective by and large.
They absolutely have. And there really isn't a more safe place to be on planet Earth than actually on a cruise ship. And that's a misperception of mm-hmm. most is that, oh, that's a petri dish
right.
if I'm there. But now that the protocols are in place, and it starts with vaccination requirement for all cruising. So you start there. You have an audience of crew and passengers that are all vaccinated. And then you have to layer on top of that COVID testing. And in most cases, it's just at embarkation. So you're at least eliminating or reducing, I shouldn't say eliminating, mm-hmm. you're reducing the potential for someone to board the ship, even if they're vaccinated with a positive case of COVID. So you are just mitigating all these issues for yourself. And then because the positive numbers that have shown the protocols work, there's been about 450 positive test cases of passengers since cruising has been returned to service. That is an infinitesimal size of the number of passengers that have actually traveled. But it's working because those people at embarkation were not allowed on ship with a positive test. So you have eliminated that. I don't know where you do your grocery shopping, but I'm pretty confident before you walk into that grocer, they're not asking for a vaccination card or a negative COVID test. And you,
no.
granted, you're spending a little different experience mm-hmm. at a grocery store than on a cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. But when you go to Las Vegas and you're checking in to a hotel there, are those protocols in place? They're not.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we feel that cruising is a very safe travel experience. And we've been asked this question.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think these protocols will be in place? Do you think vaccination requirements will be a long-term thing? Do we think a negative COVID test is going to be here forever? I don't have the crystal ball answer to that, but what I can say is for the foreseeable future, absolutely. And you and I have talked about
mm-hmm.
this. If you want the door of travel to be opened as wide as it can be, a COVID vaccination is where it starts, and be prepared for potential testing. And if you're okay with those things and masking,
mm-hmm.
right? If you can live with those things to have that lifetime memory, then you're going to have open doors to almost anywhere in the world.
And your experts, your travel advisors are keeping up on all of this, and every cruise line, do they have certain differences with these protocols?
Most of them have a minimum.
Is there some nuances there that a travel pro can walk a client through.
Absolutely. There's variability. There's a minimum standard for sure that all cruise lines, and I've hit kind of those minimum standards.
You hit that.
But one nuance in particular, if you wanted to go on a Viking cruise, which is a very good supplier partner of ours, on an ocean cruise on Viking, they test every single day. Every single passenger.
Really?
They have a testing facility on every ship. And so you want to talk about probably the safest ship to be on.
I did not know that.
Every passenger is tested every morning and then allowed out and about. Once that test result comes back negative, that's an amazing place to be. So that's a nuance that not all cruise ships do that on a daily basis. So if that is more interesting to you, maybe you say that's the key that unlocks the door.
Someone's looking for it, right?
Or they may say, you know what? I'm okay with the minimum standards. That might be a little bit more than what I'm bargained for. Yeah. Then Viking's not your choice. Those nuances, we walk through all of them.
Well, I'm glad I asked that because I had no idea that that was a particular a benefit. I would see it as a benefit. Some may not, but that's the benefit of Viking. Is that just for their river or for their ocean?
That's just for their ocean cruises.
For the ocean cruises.
Yeah, the river cruises do not have the facilities on the river cruise ships, but they're ocean ships, and they have 10 of them, and they do a fabulous job. But they invested in the testing facilities very early on.
All right. There's a lot more to talk about travel, our travel talk with Ryan Hansen. Bon Voyage Travel, their website's bvtravel.com. More with Rhino after this.
Hello, I'm Danette Bewley, CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority. At Tucson International Airport, we're nonstop supporting jobs and prosperity as an economic engine for our entire region. From an innovative and touchless passenger experience to earning the GBAC Star Accreditation, the golden standard for cleanliness, our team is ready to welcome you back to Tucson International Airport. Begin your journey with us. We're nonstop for you, Southern Arizona.
Tucson's original gastropub, Noble Hops in Oro Valley, proudly announces a second Tucson area location where you'll enjoy locally brewed craft beer and gastropub fine fare. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and now at the Doubletree Hotel on Alvernon across from Tucson's Reed Park. More on the web at noblehops.com. When the public weighed in on the first draft of the Regional Transportation Authority Plan, the RTA responded by revising the final plan before voter approval in 2006. The RTA is preparing for a new plan for voter consideration by June 2026 and invites your input on regional transportation priorities. A draft plan will be presented for further public review. Submit your input or learn more at rtanext.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
This is Kate Delaney. Join me tonight for a conversation about what's happening in the world that affects you. Tonight at 10 on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show and the Green Things, Zocalo Village Studio. A lot of people have time off over the Thanksgiving holidays. How about a road trip over to Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico? We send so many of our listeners over to that area, and they all come back saying the same thing. Bill, I had no idea. I've lived in Tucson all my life. I didn't know that that is such a pretty area of the Southwest, specifically the Southwest corner of the land of enchantment. Start your visit, start your planning by going to southwestnewmexico.org. Where to stay, some great places over there, and so many things to do. Well, speaking of things to do, we continue now with our travel talk with our travel contributor, Ryan Hansen, President and Chief Operating Officer of Bon Voyage Travel. Ryan, let's talk a little bit about where to go in 2022. We talked in the first segment about there is so much pent-up demand. People want to get away. What are some destinations for travelers listening right now? Some places perhaps they haven't thought of, not been on their radar screen, that seem to be very doable?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I would say the primary places, and I'll just talk in general terms, and then mm-hmm. we can get specific. Most people are still kind of shying away from those very exotic destinations. Most people are just wanting to get somewhere. So sun and sand is a very popular experience because you can be socially distanced, mm-hmm. you can be outdoors. So mm-hmm. the Caribbean is always a fabulous spot. We've talked about my mm-hmm. recent trip to the Dominican Republic, but there are islands plenty for you to choose from.
Puerto Rico is a terrific destination.
It's an outstanding spot. I'm a little biased. I love Turks and Caicos. I think that is
gorgeous.
Just a gorgeous spot, and you've got a number of resort opportunities there. A lot of people feel like Hawaii's somewhat easy because it's still in the United States. Hawaii right now is still a little challenging. Mm-hmm, the governor there is still having a lot of issues that he's presented. I don't want to mm-hmm. call them issues, mm-hmm. but just with restaurants requiring vaccination mm-hmm. cards on the island of Maui. So I might shy away from Hawaii because I think that's going to be a little bit more overcrowded than it's ever been before. Mm-hmm. And it has been for the mm-hmm. last handful of months. So that's where some of these Caribbean destinations, if you're thinking sun and sand, get me away, I want to be away from crowds, that's where I would go.
That is a terrific suggestion because airlines are putting on so much capacity to the Caribbean.
Yeah, so their options for airlift there are better than they've ever been before, especially from Tucson. A lot of people are looking again at Europe. I would tend to stay away from the Mediterranean. I think mm-hmm. that's going to be a very jam-packed summer of 2022, mm-hmm. not having full summers for 2 years in a row. The Med is always the top destination. North Americans travel to one country the most in Europe. What would be the guess? What's the number one destination for a North American traveler in Europe?
To the United Kingdom?
Italy. Number one destination for a North American traveler. So, and it's cruising, it's land, it's the, you know, Italy's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So you've got history, you've got food, you've got culture, you've got the northern part of Italy, mm-hmm. so much different than the southern part mm-hmm. of Italy. So I would steer away from the Med if you've done the Med before, and mm-hmm. I would get up into Northern Europe. I mm-hmm. would go to the UK. I would look at Ireland. I would look at Iceland. We've talked about that.
Oh,
circumnavigating Iceland, the land of fire and ice. Oh. You talk about disparate experiences, volcanoes, black sand beaches, mm-hmm. waterfalls. Mm-hmm. You get it all mm-hmm. in Iceland, and that's an easier flight. It's shorter hop, mm-hmm. a little bit less expensive if you want to do a land. You can drive around the entire island on your trip fairly easily.
Yeah, it's the ring road, they call it.
It's a great experience. Yeah. I would skew that way.
It's a 2 to 3 hour easier flight to Iceland than it is to Europe, too. Closer.
Absolutely.
Then there's Alaska. I love Alaska, even though I had an accident and I was saying,
I'm
never going back to Alaska. But no, believe me, I love Alaska. And from what I'm hearing, what you're telling me with bookings now with cruising to Alaska, this could be a banner year, the summer of 2022.
Yeah, the tourism is exciting, what's happening there. The people that are in Alaska are excited about having a full season again. So they're staffing up, they're preparing for a wave in such a good way. But as we talk about travel, a 7-night Inside Passage cruise, Seattle round trip, so easy. Easy to fly from Tucson to Seattle nonstop on Alaska Airlines. You can stay downtown for a night. We'd say get in a night early, stay at the Edgewater Hotel, right on the water there. And in fact, if you're on the Norwegian cruise ship 7-night itinerary, your cruise docks outside the Edgewater Hotel. You are steps away from the ship. So
hey,
the
Beatles stayed there. That's good enough for the Beatles.
It's good enough for Bill.
I'll tell you, the Edgewater's got one of the most scenic locations of any property.
Scenic, historic. It's a lodge feeling in a downtown setting. It really does give you everything. That's kind of your entry point. If you've done that or you feel like that's not enough and, okay, I really want the full experience. Then you got to get into up into the Seward area where you're going into Anchorage and take a rail trip and get into Denali. Go up to Fairbanks. It's not that much further. It's not that much more expensive. Again, you would say this, if you're going to go to Europe, don't go for a week. Go for 10 days to 14 if you're going that far. Same rules apply to Alaska. Don't just carve out a week if you can afford it, time and money, and get interior because your experience from a wildlife perspective, from understanding what the Great Frontier is all about, is completely different than watching an iceberg from your balcony, which, by the way, is phenomenal. Whale watching in Juneau on a smaller vessel is unbelievable, but your whole experience changes when you get inland and you can ride a rail car that has glass domed tops where you can see the peaks with the snow-capped mountains and you can see the vegetation, which is completely different than what we see here in the Sonoran Desert. It's an amazing experience. So we can package all of that together for you in a seamless vacation experience. That way you're not saying, well, where do I get the rail tickets? How do I get from here to there? What about that hotel? We package it all together because we have relationships with each of those connective parts and make it a seamless trip for you.
What are your partners saying about 2022 and your relationship to the cruise lines? Will you be able to showcase them again as you have done traditionally with Bon Voyage? The travel show that you put on in February, folks love it. They look forward to it. Are you going to do another one? And what is the partnership like?
Yeah, we did not have a physical show in 2021 for obvious reasons. And typically February is our time, but we have pushed it back a bit. So it's going to be April 3rd. Okay. This is really our first announcement. I love doing it on the Buckmaster Show as you love travel and your listeners do as well. So April 3rd at the El Conquistador Resort Hotel again. And we pushed it back for a couple of reasons. Okay. One, just for safety purposes, to make sure everybody feels comfortable gathering in the ballrooms, et cetera, and getting more people out. And then obviously too, our partners want to be able to travel so that they can tell all of our clients and prospects and everybody in Tucson about the different opportunities for travel. It makes them more available to share their experiences. And that's the part of the showcase we find the most enriching is the experts come from all around the world to Tucson to share about the cruise line, the hotel, the way in which they travel. We have a great partner called Backroads that comes and talks about how you can book a bicycle trip through Croatia, right? I mean, don't you want somebody that understands
something,
that?
Yes, something
and so that
very
we get
different.
Very unique and niche type of experiences at the travel showcase.
All right, so that's April 3rd.
April 3rd, we'll be there. You and I will be there.
Oh,
we
yes.
don't have a topic just yet. We'll have to figure out what
we'll
we want to talk
about. We'll come up with something.
About.
And of course, we love the partner at the El Conquistador.
They do a great job.
All right, Bon Voyage Travel, bvtravel.com, a great starting place for the website. Ryan Hansen, we will talk to you right before Christmas. We'll have some more travel updates because this is an area where things are changing really day by day.
They really are. And if you need an expert in your life, right? You think about all the stuff you use experts for. I would hope travel is one of those, and you think of Bon Voyage.
All right. Ryan Hansen, always a pleasure. Thank you, Rhino.
Thanks,
Have
Bill.
A wonderful Thanksgiving to you and yours.
You too, my friend.
All right. That'll do it for the Buckmaster Show. Wrapping up Today, our Tuesday edition. Tomorrow, we will have the mayor of the city of Tucson, a newsmaker interview with Regina Romero. Hope everybody has a great afternoon. The very popular Dave Ramsey Show, talking about your money. That's coming up next. Have a great day.